This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day in Texas.
Yes, it is.
I love Saturdays. You know, I've always talked about it, and I'm not going to change. I think Saturdays are great because we can all get with our families and go do things.
Yes, this is our time. We can sleep in if we want to. Especially this time of year, there's so much to do. The weather's getting cooler. You have that nice fall crispness in the air. You get the whole family out. Go look at pumpkins or, you know, hay rides or whatever you want to do.
Well, now let me tell you, I worked on my scarecrow this week, and he still needs some work. You know how the wind blows in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it was going to blow so hard. I get him out, and I get him sitting down at an angle, and I put all the, you know, the hay behind him and on under him and everything. The first big wind came, just knocked him right off. I go, man, this is going to be a tough deal, you know. And I used fake pumpkins. I'll never do it again.
Oh, the little plastic ones?
I tell people, do not use them, because I've still got to go buy the real ones, because I just don't think they work as good as the real pumpkins. I was just trying to save some time and said, this year I'll do this. Well, I regret it already. Real pumpkins are the best deal. So, folks, don't use fakes. Get the real thing. But I have a boy and a girl scarecrow for the house, and they're adorable.
Wow, that sounds great.
And the other thing I will mention is they had a fox. This little fox has got his bow tie on, his suit, beautiful tail, and holding his glasses behind him. Now, I love him. You know, every year I try to add some animals to whatever I'm doing.
Sure.
And the grandchildren have already seen him, and they are crazy about the fox.
Do you incorporate the llamas into the fall scene?
I wish I had some llamas, but I never find any stuffed llamas. Yeah, and you know, my llamas are so much fun, and one of the grandchildren was always afraid of the llamas. He's little. He's three. And he saw us letting the llamas kiss us. And the other day, he finally couldn't stand it anymore. He had to put his face through the fence, and the llamas kissed him. So now he's in love with the llamas like the rest of us. I encourage everybody, y'all, to have some llamas, because they're so much fun, and they're so nice.
Yeah,
know?
They sound so sweet.
They are sweet. They really are. It just takes them a while to get acclimated to people, you know.
Sure.
The people want to pet them and kiss them, you know.
Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
They're so docile. I imagine they're probably intimidated or scared by people at first.
I think they are. And then once they fall in love with you, they'll follow you around or do whatever you want them to do.
How sweet.
And yeah, they are sweet. Well, anyway, let's talk about getting ready for retirement, what we can do for people, what we can do to make them some money. You know, this show's all about your money, talking about it and trying to do something for other people.
Yes.
And one of the things, let's give out the phone number just for the fun of it first.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy College. And if you haven't been to Ivy College, you're backing up. You ought to be over there, because it's a wonderful store, And those people would need your business and would like your business.
That is great. And obviously the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find all kinds of historical data. You can read testimonials from folks who are not only investing with you now, but have invested in the past and money that they've made, and really just generally telling about their great experiences.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is this month, we have had more maturities of policies in our entire life. It's amazing how many policies have matured and people are getting paid. I believe we've had, I think we've got six now at this count. I believe that's right. I may be wrong. But we had another one mature this week, and, you know, we've had all these others. People have made quite a bit of money, in my opinion. You know, the Whitworth policy matured. You know, people are getting paid 25%. I think it's 12 months on that one. We had one mature. It was an 18-month. It matured in 17. We had one that went 2 months over, and it matured. And then the Williams policy matured Wednesday, and those people are going to be happy. We've just got all kinds of policies that are paying out in the next few weeks. The Whitworth policy, we've got the death certificate. We're sending it in. And so that one will pay out very quickly now.
So we've been talking really for the last several weeks about how this is really a great time to get in and start investing in these policies. And then now here we are a few weeks later, and it turns out that October is turning into a record-breaking month.
It is a record-breaking month. And when all this is said and done, you know, it's going to be about, I think the total for the month is probably going to be $16, $17 million that is matured this month.
Just for 1 month?
For 1 month. It's the biggest month we've had in a long time.
That's amazing.
And, you know, and people had all kinds of different kinds of cancer. You know, the Whitworth was tongue and tonsil cancer, which is very serious. The one that just matured, I believe, was a sinus cancer. And, you know, I had never even heard of that kind of cancer when we bought that policy.
Yeah.
So everybody has made at least 24-25% in a short time, you know, 12 to 15 months. So, you know, if you can do better than that, go do it, but I don't think you can.
Yeah, probably not going to happen in the stock market.
I don't think that's going to happen. I haven't seen anybody make that kind of money in a short term lately, because, you know, they make the money and then the stock market goes down and it drops back to what you originally had.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the ups and downs of the stock market will worry you to death. You'll have an ulcer.
Sure. And especially being an election year, I know that, you know, things get a little unshaky until, you know, everything is over and done. And then things may start to settle down a little bit next year. But, you know, we're talking about next year. And even then, when it settles down, it's still unstable.
It is. And, you know, I look online every day about the stock market, from the economists, the stockbrokers, everybody. And everybody thinks, you know, that the stock market is going to have a bad fall. And so a lot of people right now are getting out of the stock market. They're coming to me and say, you know, I've lived through three ups and downs of the stock market. They've lived through 78, 2000, 08, you know, when it just fell, pancakes, and nobody was telling them to get out. And they knew it before, and the broker should have got them out. They could have got them to safety, and they wouldn't have lost a dime. But
yeah,
it just, unfortunately, it didn't work that way. But when people come with us, it's a very stable investment. It's not going to go up and down. You know what you're putting in. You know what you're going to make going in. And you know the risk involved. There's risk in everything. And I tell people that every day. You know, just getting in your car and driving is a dadgum risk.
Yeah.
You know, as bad as the drivers are now. So, you know, there is a great risk in everything we do. But I think it's more stable than the stock market will ever be.
Oh, sure.
Because we tell you the risk, you know, who the people are going in. You know what kind of cancer they've got going in. You know, the rating on the life insurance company. You know if they're A or AA rated right then.
Uh-huh.
You know that we've already verified the policy's in good standing. The premiums have been paid. There's nothing owed. And you know all this. You know what you're going to make, the percentage. You know if it goes over, what your premiums would be. And we know that the first risk is the premiums going over. I think that's your biggest risk. If it goes over, you have to be prepared to pay the premium.
And honestly, that doesn't happen very often. It happens sometimes, but it really is very rare.
It is rare. And we've had three go over in the last 3 years, and unfortunately they were this year. And they are going to have to pay the premium. But we had enough money that we were able to go ahead and pay the premium for a while where they haven't even been out anything yet.
Sure. And that's a relatively low-risk risk.
Yes, it is. The only one that went over that they had to pay premiums was that one we had bought, from the company in Houston. If we hadn't bought a 90-year-old, that wouldn't have happened. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. We're never buying a 90-year-old again.
Yeah.
They're lovely people. They're wonderful. But they're not sick folks.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between elderly folks and sick folks. A lot of times if you have somebody who gets up to into their 90s or, you know, close to 100, they're probably going to be around longer than you and I combined.
I think so, because if they've made it to their 90s, they're tough.
Yeah.
I mean tough. And, we had that one lived to 97. Well, that cost a lot of money.
I'm sure.
It did. So, you know, the last 4 years, we have not bought anybody that was in their 90s. We've got one left of that original deal, and when that's done, we're through.
Yeah.
And all the ones we buy usually up to 70, and we cut it off right there because they've got to have cancer. And if they've got cancer, our policies are maturing more faster than I ever thought in my life. And right now, you know, we're just buying like a $10 million and a $5 million policy. So we've got some of the best policies they're ever going to have to invest, bar none. One is 12 months, large policy, $5 million, 12 months.
That's about half of what is normal, isn't it?
It's half of what is normal. And then we've got the $8 million one that we've just bought. So we have two large policies. We can put everybody in these. There's not going to be anybody left out. And newcomers coming in will not have to wait any time at all. You know, we will slip them right into a policy. And if they miss out on these, they've missed out on some tremendous investments.
Are these policies available now or coming soon?
Yes, they will be available, you know, like in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yes. So we're finishing those up. They will be available immediately. And we've got so many policies that matured, you know, a lot of our people are going to go right back in these.
Well, yeah, and
they will be available immediately.
That's really the beautiful thing. That's how people really end up growing their money is they invest in their first policy, and then they see how much they make, and then they turn around, reinvest it, and then it just keeps going on, and the cycle continues, and it grows at a rather quick rate.
It really does. And, in the this month, we did all those 12 months, 15 months. You know, we've never had that many short term. Because people are a lot of times, they say, "Hey, I want a short term." And we always say, usually it's 24 to 29 months. And those mature sometimes in 12 months also. And again, we're going to be doing another pancreatic cancer one, and you know how short those are.
Yeah.
Those are usually 9 to 12 months in reality. So I encourage everybody that if they've been thinking about it, and they've been procrastinating for a long time, now is not the time to procrastinate because we've got the best policies we've ever had in our lives.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Yeah. Now, if somebody wants to get involved and invest in one of these policies, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they need to call, you know, the 877-588-333 number and make an appointment, bring their papers in to show where their money is, that they actually have the money. Come in and talk to us. If it's a 401k, it can be rolled over. Most of them. Now, some of them can't. But when I say most of them, if you're vested in that company, that can be rolled over. Unless the company has a policy of you either have to die or leave them to get your money. But most of them are not that way. We do 90% of ours are rollovers from a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an IRA, you know, it can be rolled over. And remember, there's no taxes due It's all tax deferred. It doesn't cost anything to do it. So now might be a good time, you know, before the end of the year, to do this before the election.
Yeah.
I would encourage them. And a lot of people just have cash down at the bank. It's not making a dime. It's not going to make anything for probably 1,000 years. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
So I encourage them, if they've been sitting on the fence, get off the fence and come and talk to us.
Now, a few minutes ago, you were talking about the difference between being elderly and being sick, and you were talking about that you look for cancers, but you don't look for just any cancers. There's certain illnesses that are really what you're looking for, and that's what you focus on.
Well, it needs to be stage 4. Now, we've just discovered that some cancers are stage 3, and that's as far as they go. So that means it's going to mature faster because it's only going through 3 phases, you know, 1, 2, and 3. Most cancers go to stage 4, and that means you're not going to recover, that there's not anything else they can do. One of the ones we had this month that I've talked about before, the chemo was not working. It was a very aggressive cancer, and people missed that. You know, I knew it, and people were saying, oh, I want one of the others. I don't think that one's very sick. My gosh, if the chemo isn't working, it's very aggressive, they're telling you. This is fast-moving cancer, and those are a good one when it's fast-moving. So I encourage people, you know, to read those life expectancies very, very carefully.
And another red flag that gets your attention is when people start doing alternate treatments.
That is the most ridiculous thing to me in the whole wide world. You've got cancer. The doctor, the cancer specialist says, this is what you need to do to try to maybe save your life. And they go, well, I want to go to Mexico and try this. I don't want my hair to fall out. I don't want to be sick at my stomach like chemo makes you, so I'm going to go to South America.
Mm-hmm.
Their cancer spreads that much more quickly. It's going to metastasize all over their body a lot quicker if they don't at least try, you know, cancer treatments here in the United States, like at MD Anderson in Houston, you know, which is world renowned. So I just don't understand when they do that. But I do buy those very quickly when they say, I've decided not to do it. Or if they say, we'll go ahead and operate. We're not sure we can get it all, but let us try. And they'll say, no, I just don't think so. Or they'll go and say, I've got to take this trip. You know, I'll be gone 6 weeks, but then we'll consider the alternates.
Wow.
You know, what do you think that cancer is doing that 6 weeks while you're in Europe?
It's growing.
It is growing. It's moving. And you have to try to catch up with it. But a lot of people don't, and therefore those policies do come in very quickly and early, let's say it that way.
What are some specific types of cancer that you look for?
Well, of course, pancreatic is the fastest that I know of. The deadliest is colon cancer. And people, I don't know why. Most colon cancers are too far gone by the time they catch them because people will not go in and have a colonoscopy, as a preventative measure. And the time people find out, it's too late. And pancreatic cancer, you don't even know it's there. That and stomach cancer, the ones that we've had, people didn't even know they had it until, it was way too late. Some of them, passed away in a month. And the others, about a year. And that's with you doing everything you can. Most pancreatic cancers cannot be operated on. If it's too close to the vein, right there on that vein, they will not operate because they know it's not going to do any good. It's too dangerous. The others, they will resect. If they do, they've got a couple of years.
Wow.
And that's usually what the LE companies show, is 2 years. But I've never seen pancreatic cancer last more than 9 to 12 months on the policies we've done. And, of course, uterus cancer is deadly also. Very, very few people survive that.
And
we bought a policy that way this week.
Oh, really?
Yes, we bought a lot of policies this week. And as I said, we've done more this month. I know Claudia here in Midland, I think she did 37 contracts for people this week.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a lot of contracts to put out in a week. 37.
Wow.
And the Dallas office was helping also. So we have done lots and lots of contracts this month for the policies that we bought, all those short-term ones.
So there's a lot of things going on. This is the time when people really want to get involved.
They should really get involved right now. With policies, we've got more than we've ever had. They're shorter than they could ever buy from anybody. I don't know if anybody's got any shorter policies than we do, because we've been blessed to get these policies, and they are short-term, and they may come in shorter than 12. But they're saying they think that person's got 12 months, but they're critically ill. We had one the other day we were trying to close on, and my gosh, they're back in the hospital in a coma.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, so naturally they rescinded before we signed the papers.
Yeah. And the reason you know what to look for in all these policies and, you know, the certain red flags that get your attention and tell you, hey, this is really much more aggressive, this is something that we're really interested in buying, is based on 16 years of experience. These are not just guesses.
No. The more policies that we buy, the more we learn together with the LE companies about the different kinds of cancer. And as they mature, you know, you make notes on this. This person lived this long with this particular type of cancer. And brain cancer, that's another biggie. We have bought a lot of brain cancer. And this one I'm talking about right now that we're getting, this 12-month one, it is brain cancer, by the way. So they may not even make it to the 12-month mark, but that's what the LE company says. They think they will live 12 months. Whether they do or not, I don't know. But, yes. We have got the best policies known to man right now, the shortest, and I think the best chance to make a profit quicker than usual. And that, you know, that's what they're here for, is to gain on their retirement, to get their retirement in line, and have enough money to retire. You know, wealthy and happy, and that's what everybody wants.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number once again.
It's 877-588-3330.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. I know one of the tools that you use when you start analyzing these policies is page 14.
That's right. Page 14, everybody needs that page. It's very, very important. It tells you everything that you're going to need to know and remember. It tells you who the person is, what age they are, what type of cancer they've got. It tells the ratings of the life insurance company, which, you know, is very, very important. So we want them to know all these things. We want them to know what the risk is, if it goes over, what they're going to have to pay. We want them to know what kind of cancer it is, how many months it is. We want them to know how much we've escrowed in premium. We want them to know what the face amount of the policy is. So then they sign off on that. If they forget, they can go back to page 14 and look it up. If a man comes in without his wife, then when he goes home, he can tell her all about everything we've told him. He can bring her back, and then we'll go over it again. Because you can't go over it too much. This is one thing about it. The more you know about the investment, the better off you are, the smarter investor you are.
Exactly. And this is not a guessing game, whether it's on your part or the investor's part. And so it is okay. This is fairly typical for, say, the husband to come in, get some initial information, go home, talk about his spouse, with his spouse, and then come back for a second consultation so that everybody can get on the same page and know exactly what's going on.
That's exactly right. Everybody needs to, you know, have the same information on the investment, to know it well. And it's so different than investing in the stock market. You know, when you're in the stock market, you're not in charge. You know, they're in charge of your account, and they invest it, you know, however they see, wisely or unwisely. We hope wisely. And, you know, they're in charge of how much you're going to make and have for your retirement. And if it doesn't go well, you're not going to have enough to retire. So You know, I think an alternate investment like this is a good thing.
And something that some people don't know is that when you're dealing with a stockbroker, they can do anything they want to with your money.
That's right. It is in the agreement that they're in charge of it, and whatever they want to do, you know, that's just the way it is.
And that doesn't happen at all with what you're doing.
No. It's not going to go up and down. You know in advance, going in, what you're going to make. And I don't know how many investments you can do that you know in advance, you know, what you're going to make.
So when somebody is looking to start investing in life insurance policies, they come to you, I would imagine, probably one of the first questions that they ask is something like, where do these policies come from? How did you get them?
Yes, and we tell them we use a licensed provider. Everybody has to use a licensed provider to bring you these policies.
And these are policies that people have that they need to sell. It's not something they're forced into or were bullied into. They need to sell them because they need to cash out and they need that money for specific reasons.
They need the money usually for treatment. It's very, very expensive if you've got cancer. Look, most of our people are still working. So, you know, you have to quit working during this treatment, and they know that. I've read many of them, and they'd say they got too weak to work. The chemotherapy was so bad that they, you know, they couldn't work, and a lot of them had tried to work during this treatment even.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you can't work, the bills go on, your expenses go on, and you need money now for your family. So it's a necessity. It's not, you know, that they're just doing this for the fun of it. They are not. It's serious business. So when they come to us, they're serious about selling, about getting the cash. Now, some of them are wealthy people, but that doesn't have anything to do with their prognosis, and they just need to settle up, and they just want to settle up with their family.
Yeah.
You never know which way it is, but we're there to help them, and we help them, and then we help our clients, which they can, you know, make money for the future for their retirement. So it helps a lot of different families.
So what are some other questions that people normally ask? Because I'm sure people are listening, and some people probably have not ever invested in life insurance policies before. They're a little unsure. They may be thinking, oh, gosh, I don't want to ask that because it may be a stupid question. I don't want to be the only one. So what are some other initial questions that people ask when they come in to see you?
Well, the first thing they always say, I hope this isn't a stupid question. They do say that a lot. They say, Faye, I hope this isn't a stupid question. But, well, first of all, they want to know, you know, like you said, where the policies come from. We tell them that. They want to know how long the policies are going to be. How long will my money be tied up is the first thing they say. How long will the money be tied up? And I say usually 2 years. It may be shorter. If you're going to need any of this money, don't do it. You know? You're not supposed to be doing this. If it was the last money you have on earth, it's the wrong thing to do.
And this is not a paycheck.
No, it isn't. So we talk to them about that. And, of course, it's all tax-deferred. We tell them that they do not have to pay taxes till they take it out. And usually that's 70 and a half. You have to do it by then because the government is so afraid you might die and not pay your taxes.
Yeah.
That's a typical government deal. They want to be sure they get the money. So, you know, we talk about all that. We talk about the profit. How much are they going to make? Well, usually it's 1% a month. And, you know, I don't know how you're going to make any more than that anywhere.
Yeah, especially not the stock market.
No. And so it's a good, solid investment, I think. We've been doing it quite a while. We've made people a lot of money. And 9/10 of the people that come to see us are referrals. Somebody tells them, you know, invest with Faye. We've made money. Here's how much we've made in the last 2 or 3 years. And we're happy, and you know, we have several people that recommend us every week. Steve down at Rankin is fixing to retire in December. He sends us a lot of people because he has made a tremendous amount of money with us.
Well, you know, and that speaks volumes. I mean, it's one thing to read a review online or you know, something like that, but it's another thing to actually have friends and colleagues of people that people actually trust who have said, hey, I've gone to Faye, we've made all this money, we're investing again and again and again, we're repeat investors, you should go do it. That speaks volumes.
Well, and we have a lady over in Odessa Susie. She has sent us lots and lots of clients, and her son's in it. A lot of these people, they have put their children in it, their grandchildren, because they've made money and they trust it for their children and grandchildren. And it has to be pretty good if you trust it for your grandchildren.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we're all really protective of our grandchildren.
Is there an age, speaking of grandchildren, is there an age that may be too early, or is there an age that's too late to get started?
Well, if you're in your 80s, it's probably, you know, you need your children involved with you.
Yeah.
We always tell people that. I want the children on your account with you. You know, we want you to be safe. We want your judgment to be aided by them. I'll just tell you that. Now then, young, the parents have to be trustees if you're under 18.
Okay.
And they're trustees of your account. So they're overseeing it. So that's the young person and the old person. That's the way those are handled. Both of them need somebody on their account, you know, making those investments.
Sure.
Now, once they're in their 20s, you know, they don't need it so much, but most of them still keep their parents on their account till they're 30 years old.
Yeah.
And that's just a precaution.
Has there been a time where you've had somebody come in to invest and they think they're ready to go, you analyze their situation, and you actually tell them, no, I don't think this is right for you, we probably shouldn't move forward?
Yes, and that does make them angry when I tell them that I don't think they have enough money, I don't think it's right for them to invest.
And you do that just not to be a mean lady, but you do that for really their own protection.
Yes, and a lady said to us not long ago, well, you just take the rich people. And that's not true. It's just that you can't come in there and say, I could give you $35,000 a day and we can give you the other lady. That's not going to get it.
Yeah.
You've got to have $100,000 to invest with us.
And that's really great because, you know, you can go into a lot of businesses or even some other investors and you can go and say, okay, here, take my money, you know, make me rich overnight. And they'll do it and they know that it's not good for the person, but they're out to make a buck and they don't care about their customers. And so for you to be able to do that, that also speaks volumes to your integrity and your credibility.
Well, we do not want someone 6 months later, oh my gosh, washing machine broke and we need some money.
Yeah.
You can't do that with us. This is not that kind of investment. A brokerage house will let you start with $10,000, you know? And you don't have any, I mean, if they lose that, you're gone. Why would you risk the only money you've got in the stock market when you just got $5,000 or $10,000? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And of course, with us, we don't take anybody that small, so we're not risking their life savings.
Yeah, you're really here to truly help people grow their money safely.
That's right. We want to grow money that people already have, that they've been working long. If they have got, you know, $100,000, $300,000, $500,000 and above.
Yeah.
So those are the rules going in.
This is a situation where you want to you take people, you want to grow their money, not make them money.
That's exactly right. We're going to make them money for retirement, and hopefully they can retire with a lot better situation than when they came to us.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330.
And
we're right there by Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Now, every Saturday morning around this time, we like to get into some trivia. And, Faye, you told me just a few minutes ago that you have some fantastic trivia, and I've been itching to get into this today.
Well, I think it's fabulous. Do you know that the kids, when they're texting, you know, when texting first came out on our phones, the young people got involved immediately. A lot of us older people didn't. But they said, instead of saying something in longhand, we'll abbreviate, remember?
Uh-huh.
They abbreviate everything online, right?
Sure, yeah.
But this is not new. Now, everybody thinks abbreviating short-term, well, this just came up, 5 years ago. Not true. Do you know what the abbreviation GTT means?
Go to town.
No.
Oh.
gone to Texas.
I had no idea.
Yes. When people in the 1800s, they were broke. The law was probably after them for debt. They were from the South. They were from the West. And they were going to go to Texas. And this was the panic of 1819. And they would write on doors of abandoned houses, or they put it on fence as they left the state, and they put GTT, you know, stood for Gone for Texas. And then in Nacogdoches, Texas, in early 1836, Davy Crockett told people, he said, you know, when I ran the last time for Congress, he said, I told the people in my district, if they saw fit to reelect me, I'd serve. But if not, they might all go to hell, and I would go to Texas. Now then, I thought that was the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, I learned this, GTT, gone to Texas. My gosh, it's alive and well in Texas today. The University of Texas has gone to Texas on almost everything.
Do they really?
Absolutely. I looked it up on their logo. It shows this longhorn and then this sign on the side by the longhorn. It says, Gone to Texas. It is famous in Texas to this day. They have a webcast, Gone to Texas.
Really?
Go to it. Oh, yeah. Everything is big on the word Gone to Texas at the University of Texas. They've incorporated it in everything.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, it is big. And who would have thought something that started in the 1800s, GTT, gone to Texas, is alive and well at the University of Texas. It's used on their logos, on everything.
I'm surprised that abbreviations go back that far.
Well, they darn sure do. 1800s, 1819 was really when, you know, these people were coming to Texas, and you know, that's when it happened. So it's very modern today to have that Gone for Texas. It just shows Texas, they keep their logos, don't they? They keep the meaning of everything.
Yeah, we ought to have that on our license tags.
We really should. And there is a handbook called Gone to Texas.
There's a whole handbook.
There is a handbook on it on Gone to Texas. So Texas keeps what comes here, I guarantee.
Oh, that's
so I think
the
best. It's one of the most interesting things we've had, that that GTT comes from the 1800s abbreviation, and it wasn't when the kids got their phones and found out that they could text. So people should look that up. It's a fun thing that Gone to Texas is so popular to this day.
OMG.
GTT. Gone to Texas, you know?
Oh, that's great.
I thought so, too.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Faye, the phone number once again.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, I know that some people have been listening to you for a long time. They've been thinking about making the move, maybe from the stock market. They've been seeing their balances go down and down, and they're losing money, and they've finally decided it's time to make the leap. What kinds of things do they need to bring when they come talk to you for the first time?
Well, they need to bring something showing what their net worth is. They need to bring something to show me how much they make, because we're telling them, you know, you should make $200,000 if you're accredited, or you need to be worth a minimum of $1 million. And people sometimes say, Faye, why do you ask those questions before I come? Because the government requires all this. We have to do this survey and put it in your file. They want to know what you're worth. They want to be sure that you're not worth $30,000 coming over there talking to us. And, you know, did I set up an account for somebody that didn't have it $30,000? And so all this is important. It's prudent business for you to do this when you come to us. And, you know, when they come, We're going to look at what they have. That's another thing. The bank requires a copy of their statement with the brokerage house. They have to have a copy of that. We have to have a copy and put it in their file. The bank requires it also before they make that transfer. Or if you're going to do it yourself, which a lot of people do if it's a 401k, you know, they go online to do that. We can cash out their account and ready for rollover in about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just go online and do that anymore. They come and sit with me. We look up their account. We have them talk to the people there, if it's Vanguard, if it's Fidelity, and they'll just cash it out right then, ready to roll it over. Because if you're rolling it over, you need to have that in cash before it's rolled over. If you don't, it's going to take several days longer.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things you need to do, you know, to get this done, where you're not waiting a month to do your investments.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you want to get started.
Sometimes these companies are not fast. They don't want to roll it over. So sometimes you got to call them and say, I need this done today. We need it done.
And this is not a high-pressure situation. So if somebody is not necessarily prepared to get in right now, they just want some information, that is okay.
Absolutely. I can tell when they're scared. If someone is scared to death, they come in to see me for the first time, they say, I just want some information. I just want some information. And I always say, relax. You know? You can come in as many times as you need to. You know? This is not one of those do-or-die deals where we're saying, now you need to sign this right this minute.
Yeah.
Isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
And that's got to be very reassuring and comforting for folks.
Right. You know, you can come back 30 days from now, 2 months. It's your money, and you've got to do what you think best. But the longer you procrastinate, if you've already been procrastinating for 6 months, you know, you probably don't want to wait another 6 months,
yeah.
But you do need to go home, talk it over with your wife, see if this is what y'all want to do. If it is, then y'all make another appointment and come back, and we'll talk again.
And that is okay. You can make you can go in just by yourself, get some information. And I think, from what I understand, a lot of people go home, they try to remember what you said. They may remember some of it. What they do remember, they may get some of the facts wrong. And so a lot of times, the husband and the wife will come back for a second appointment, and you can explain it to everybody.
That's exactly right. Now, lots of times, the man will put his money with us. The wife doesn't use it right then. But then, you know, when it's over, the wife will say, you know, I think I want to put my money with Faye also, so they will. And that happens a lot.
And so there's a minimum requirement, and it's different for a single person and married folks. Is that right?
Exactly. If it's you and your wife, you should, if you're accredited, you should have $300,000 in income if you're married. It's $200,000 if it's just you single. And lots of times people don't even know all their assets. Mm-hmm. They don't realize the 401 counts, the IRAs count, your cattle count, your ranch counts, you know, your savings account, your checking account. You add it all up and see what you're worth.
Total assets, not just your paycheck.
That's exactly. It's not just the paycheck. That's a small part of it.
Okay.
So we help them with all that.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Phone number one last time.
877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. And, you know, they need to make an appointment. Come talk to us. Life will be better with us. I really believe that. I think they will be glad they did. And when they see what they're making, I know they will.
Thank you so much, Faye. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.